Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying a matter of the heart. What is most important to us gets our money. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 21, verses 15 to 23, number 1. Let's read our text. John chapter 21, beginning at verse 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" And Peter was grieved because the Lord said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and you walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish." This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." And then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned on his breast at the supper, and said, "Lord, who is the one who betrays you?" Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "But Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If I will that he remains till I come, what is that to you? You follow me." And then this saying went out among the brethren that this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but, "If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you?" Who is number one in your life? This scene is after the crucifixion. It's a scene where the disciples had gone fishing, and then they came in and Jesus cooked some food and they had breakfast together. And then there was this exchange with Jesus and Peter. Obviously, after Peter had betrayed him, Peter had denied him. So when was it? It was after the resurrection. Jesus had already appeared to them. Where was it? Well, it was at the Sea of Tiberias. And who was there? 7 of the 11 disciples. We don't know all of who were there, but a few of them. So, in the setting here is that Peter and the others went fishing. They fished all night, caught nothing. Jesus stood on the shore and told them to throw the net on the other side of the boat. They then caught 153 large fish, and Jesus made breakfast. After eating, Jesus and Peter went for a walk to talk. This passage records Jesus' question to Peter and its implications. First, there's the purpose of Jesus' question. Peter twice said he would not fail the Lord in Matthew 26, verses 31 to 35. And then Jesus said to them, "All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter answered and said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. And then Peter denied Jesus 3 times after his arrest. Jesus asked Peter if he loved him more than these. Two words for love are used in this passage. Jesus used the word that signifies total commitment, agape. Peter responded with the word for brotherly love, phileo. Maybe Peter wasn't so quick to express total commitment because his life didn't back it up the last time. The message? Well, Jesus demands total commitment from his followers. Their love for him must place him above their love for all else. Jesus wanted Peter to lead his disciples, but to be an effective shepherd, his desire must reflect a supreme love for his Lord. And then second, there's the impact of Jesus' question. Peter was grieved. Verse 17, possibly the three questions reminded him of his three denials. People like to say that. But look at the dialogue. First time, Jesus used agapao. Peter replied, phileo. Second time, Jesus used agapais. Peter replied, phileo. And by the way, what does more than these refer to anyway? John MacArthur says that it most probably refers to the fish. Peter's profession, since he returned to it as he waited for Jesus. The argument is that Jesus wanted Peter to love him supremely, to forsake everything he was familiar with, and exclusively be devoted to him as a fisher of men. Maybe it referred to the other disciples, considering Peter's claim, even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble. And then the third time, Jesus used phileis. Peter still used phileo. So why the grief? Well, twice Jesus used the term for highest commitment, and three times Peter used the term for friendship love. Peter didn't rise to express total commitment, so Jesus lowered himself to Peter. This humbled Peter. It truly broke his heart. Until this point, Peter thought he was safe with less than total commitment. Jesus got his attention. The master doesn't lower his standard. The servant rises to serve the master. And then third, there's the result of Jesus' question. It brought Peter to the place of a suitable servant. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. The elders who are among you, I exhort. I, who am a fellow elder and a witness to the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God, which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. Peter was forgiven and commissioned. You follow me. John 21, verse 22. The lesson? Well, Jesus prophesied Peter's death as a martyr. His call for devotion also means that the devotion could result in death. Look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, down to verse 39. Do not think that I come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Whenever a Christian follows Christ, he must be prepared to suffer and die. Peter served Jesus faithfully for more than 35 years before he was executed by Nero, sometime around AD 67, 68. He was crucified upside down by his own request, considering himself not worthy to die like Jesus Christ. Peter asked about John. Was it the concern of a friend? Jesus' response was, "You follow me," and not, "You love me." The primary concern is not John, but serving Jesus. If anything or anybody, husband, wife, child, parent, friend, is a higher priority than serving Jesus, not just loving him, but actively serving him, then your priority is not right. Jesus called Christians to an all-consuming, nothing allowed to distract, supreme commitment of love. Look at verse 22. "If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me." What Jesus does with others is not our concern. We must live our lives in faithfulness, not comparing them with others. What about you? Is Jesus number one in your life? You think about that, and you have a great day.